see, Tim is a super builder too, Matthew. So he's trying to get where you are, size wise, and he's like pretty. He's like Arnold. He's trying to pump you up. Well, he's doing real good, but the whole point is that the shift or the change is, now get this, Tim, he dropped to 4% body fat and eats Big Macs. That's the difference, Tim. Mm. You can't eat foods with 30+% grams of fat and have 4% of it in your meat sack. You see? Yeah, now see,
You're not allowed to make those noises,
Matthew, did you hear that? Yeah, he's well, like, oh,
hey,
shit.
Hey, Ryan, where's that fact, where is that situation in the angel diagram?
That's in the Asher diagram.
Asher ring. Hey, Sasha, can you send the 14 rings notes to Tim and Matthew?
Yes.
Right, just
Tim,
get their email.
Email address.
Tim.womack@ mm-hmm. Q is in quarterback, G is in girl, .com.
Excuse me?
Q is in quarterback.
G is in girl. QG. QG.com. So it's Tim.womack, and Womack is WOMACK at QG.com.
I thought he said Q is in quarterback. All I heard was quarterbackjism.com. Like, what?
That's our boy. He's got it cocked and loaded.
He's always on point. He knows what he wants.
He's always on point. He's cocked and loaded. That's it, baby.
Okay, so QG.com.
Yeah. Correct.
All right. I've got Matt's email.
So now, Tim, the point of the Asher in the diagram, let's clean this up.
But it's the seventh ring, the pentagrammical middle part.
Right. Well, do y'all know what an Asher is? Bob says it wrong. What do you say it is, Bob?
The Asher, M.C. Asher.
Raymond Asher. Is it Raymond Asher?
No, whatever Asher is, the famous painter, is the optical illusion.
See? No, it's Asher.
Asher.
Which is one of the Levite tribes. See, that's the point. It's got a biblical point in there. I say the functioning, the way it operates, is like M.C. Escher's painting.
Hold on just a minute.
No. Yeah, he asked me. I'm explaining why I say Escher is the functioning of the seventh ring, how it goes up and down and around and no proper 3D framework.
Okay, good. Are you through?
Yep.
Okay, good. You know Harry Potter? The staircase that's always moving to different landings.
In that castle they go to school in?
Called Hogwarts.
Yeah. Sure.
That's an Asher.
Okay.
All right. So the staircase is
that's
always
an
moving.
Asher. But Asher is the Levite tribe. That's A, not E.
All right, we digress. The Asher, which is representative in the staircase at Hogwarts.
You want to spell it? I mean, these are literate people. You want to spell Asher?
The staircase, the representation of the constant moving of the balustrade and the stairs between the landings, meaning you never knew how or where or when the outcome was going to apply with your ascension within a divided landing between an ascending staircase. Got that, Tim?
The divided landing.
Yeah, the staircases are moving, and they're going to different places. Okay, and they're always moving. That's an Asher. Bob says Asher, and we say Asher, because it actually applies into one of the tribes. of Israel, one of the original 12 tribes. Well, actually, there's 13, but the 12 tribes.
I won't spell it, but I think it's A-S-H-E-R.
Okay.
All right. So, that point, now you have an Asher ring of your angel chart. Okay? And it's also moving. And if you take your finger, everybody can take their finger and start on the Asher. Does everybody see which one it is? If you take your finger and put it on the line, we really don't care where you start. You can start at 9 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, you can keep following.
You put your finger and follow it, and then follow it down, and then follow it, and then follow it, and then follow it. And it's not a connection of things. It kind of flows into itself eternally as one line.
Are you looking at your image now, Tim?
Yes, yes. It's okay. Kind of like a parallelogram, but it's not. But I understand what Ion is saying.
Yeah, you see where the line goes over another part, say from 12 to 3?
He just said,
yeah, well, we don't know. We double check that. And then it goes over from 3 to 7, and it's going under other bars?
Yes.
All right. Every one of those inside points, that if you drew a line around the whole Asher, it would create a triangle. Everything that's pointing inside are the axes or the angles that are created from the eighth line into the seventh points in. Well, those are all gates, because if you follow your finger, you notice as Bob was correct, and he says it goes over and it goes under. Well, it looks like it is a block, but it's not a block. It's an over-under. Well, everywhere that over and under is a gate, except for the one that goes across at 9 o'clock. The one, as you're looking at it like a clock face, the one at 9 o'clock, is not. It is a gate that does not open. Okay? And it's always moving. And that has to deal with the emotions, of which emotions you allow in and which ones you don't allow in or don't embrace. So, now we'll bring this back to our Matman. So, Tim, what Matthew experiences is he eats any crazy thing he wants. And when he eats it in his meat sack body, because of that Asher, anything that would add unnecessary or undue what you call fat, that for him is blocked. Meaning he digests that and processes that just right along. Okay? That's how he eats whatever, literally, and eats. Well, let's just ask Matthew. We don't want to tell tales out of school. Matthew!
Yeah?
Are you bouncing around 4,000 to 6,000 calories a day, give or take?
Probably.
Which one?
I don't know. I don't count it anymore. Probably about 5, maybe 6.
Now, Tim, did you hear what he says? He doesn't even count. But he figures around 5,000 calories a day. And cut like a son of a bitch. You see? That's not probable unless you're in the gym all day every day, is it?
No, it's not.
All right. But he don't care. He just having fun.
How many drops a day?
Matthew, how many drops a day?
15.
Okay.
Twice a day.
Yeah. And if you really, really, really got him to pin him down on that, he'd say, I get this much in a dropper and I squirt it. He doesn't even count. He just sort of does it, and it's about that good, and it's about that every time, and so good, good, good. Okay.
Well, then
now,
I smear the renewal all over me, too, so I don't know if that counts or not, but.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe, but it's just...
Wait a minute, Matthew, if you smear Renew, that's very expensive. Where do you get all this amount of bottle to smear on yourself?
Money flows pretty easily to him, Bob.
Do you buy these bottles, Matthew?
I just manifest them now like you do.
Good, there you go.
You mean you get them for free?
No, I actually buy them, but it's not a problem.
You buy a lot? Did you smear a large part of your skin with this Renew?
Well, I just put it on everywhere. I like it. I put it. I have lucid. They're not lucid dreams, but I travel a lot in the night. I like to put.
So you put it all over your elbows, all over your lats, all over your kneecaps, all over the place.
Eye holes, in his eye holes. Yeah, he puts them.
No, he doesn't do that. Is that what you do, Matthew?
Yeah, I put some on my chest. I put it in my belly button. I rub it on top of my head. Sometimes I put it on spots where I have aches and pains, and they go away.
Okay, so do many people do this amount that you do? That you know of?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that has an effect, or it doesn't. But that's not the point of the construct here. Okay, Tim. So the Asher in the cellular structure of the angel chart for Matthew allows him to ingest what he likes, and the moving Asher blocks or does not absorb in his body anything outside of the autonomic response that would keep him or his body in a certain size, dimension, position. Hey, Matthew. Fat weighs less than muscle, correct?
I heard that muscle weighs significantly more than fat, yes.
That's what we said, right?
Yes.
Fat weighs less than muscle. Do you agree, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Matthew has added obvious mass, 4% body fat. Okay, 4.5, but 4% body fat. And he weighs less now than he has in forever.
Yeah, I notice the scale is going down as I get on it. And like you said, the other night I ate a Culver's dinner with a big thing of ice cream and a bunch of pizza.
And in which ones you...
Sorry, I missed a part. I want to just rewind, boost things up, but I want to take it in.
Don't allow in or don't embrace. So, now we'll bring this back to our Met Man. So, Tim, what Matthew experiences is he eats any crazy thing he wants. And when he eats it in his meat sack body, because of that Asher, anything that would add unnecessary or undue, what you call fat, that for him is blocked, meaning he digests that and processes that just right along. Okay? That's how he eats whatever, literally, and eats. Well, let's just ask Matthew. We don't want to tell tales out of school. Matthew!
Yeah.
Are you bouncing around 4,000 to 6,000 calories a day, give or take?
Probably.
Which one?
I don't know. I don't count it anymore. Probably about 5, maybe 6.
Now, Tim, did you hear what he says? He doesn't even count, but he figures around 5,000 calories a day. And cut like a son of a bitch. You see? That's not probable unless you're in the gym all day, every day, is it?
No, it's not.
All right, but he don't care. He just having fun.
How many drops a day?
Matthew, how many drops a day?
15.
Okay.
Twice a day.
Yeah, and if you really, really, really got him to pin him down on that, he'd say, I get this much in a dropper and I squirt it. He doesn't even count. He just sort of does it, and it's about that good, and it's about that every time, and so good, good, good. Okay.
Well, then
now,
I smear the Renew all over me too, so I don't know if that counts or not, but
well,
yeah,
maybe. But it's just
wait a minute, Matthew. If you smear Renew, that's very expensive. Where do you get all this amount of bottles to smear on yourself?
Money flows pretty easily to him, Bob.
Do you buy these bottles, Matthew?
I just manifest them now like you do.
Good. There you go.
You mean you get them for free?
No, I actually buy them, but it's not a problem.
You buy a lot. Did you smear a large part of your skin with this Renew?
Well, I just put it on everywhere. I like it. I put it. I have lucid. They're not lucid dreams, but I travel a lot in the night. I like to put.
So you put it all over your elbows, all over your lats, all over your kneecaps, all over the place.
In his eye holes. Yeah, he puts them.
No, he doesn't do that. Is that what you do, Matthew?
Yeah, I put some on my chest. I put it in my belly button. I rub it on top of my head. Sometimes I put it on spots where I have aches and pains. And they go away.
Okay, so do many people do this amount that you do? That you know of?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that has an effect or it doesn't, but that's not the point of the construct here. Okay, Tim. So the Asher in the cellular structure of the angel chart for Matthew allows him to ingest what he likes, and the moving Asher blocks or does not absorb in his body anything outside of the autonomic response that would keep him or his body in a certain size, dimension, position. Hey, Matthew, fat weighs less than muscle, correct?
I heard that muscle weighs significantly more than fat, yes.
That's what we said, right?
Yes.
Fat weighs less than muscle. Do you agree, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Matthew has added obvious mass, 4% body fat. Okay, 4.5, but 4% body fat. And he weighs less now than he has in forever.
Yeah, I noticed the scale is going down as I get on it. And like you said, the other night I ate a Culver's dinner with a big thing of ice cream and a bunch of pizza. And
he does his protein. He eats a lot of protein, but that's just because he'd eat a whole damn cow, literally. I mean, it's like cooking steak, and it's not a steak. That's like ridiculous. It's like a couple to get him started. But Tim, what we're talking about here is in the angel diagram and the cellular strata makeup of just him. Now, we're using him as an example just because that links up with what you know. See, we're getting into shit you know now, aren't we, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. So the Asher is blocking that gate, is not allowing those things to be embraced at his cellular level. You see?
How do you get to that point?
So his body just eliminates that. So therefore, he gets to eat what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, and his body responds in kind, not because that there's a gauge. It's because the Asher is blocking at a cellular level those things that are more than his body would say he required. So he's not eating to live. He's not living to eat. He's eating to live. No. He's just eating for fun.
No, that's because of the drops, so that's because of his intention.
There's no difference.
Is it intention, you said?
There's no difference.
Okay.
See, because he doesn't know and he doesn't care. He likes this, and this is good, and he likes this, and this is good, and he ate that, and that was good, and he wants some more of that because that was good. But because his body is responding, just like all you alls are, you may not necessarily know it, but it is. It's no problem. But what happens is your body responds in kind, and you just eliminate that which you don't require for functioning autonomically. Okay, Matthew had to go work out because that's what he always did. Now all of a sudden he doesn't necessarily. He does do it, but that's just so he can get his ass naked in front of everybody so they can see how pretty he is. But there's not really much function to go to do to work out because there's not much to do. But he likes showing off, and that's okay, because we like showing off Matthew as well. So, good. He looks pretty. Everybody ought to see it, right? I mean, Sabrina already thinks he's pretty hot, so that's all good. So, beyond that, it's just all for fun. It's window dressing, as it were. Okay. Now, that's not why you work out, Tim, but you want your body to be a certain way. Good. But then you have to tune your body so it looks the way it looks. Matthew, on the other hand, got over all that crap and just allows his body to respond to what he wants. And then when his pecs get a certain way where his shirts look weird, he'll ease that down. And when his triceps get so that he can't get his damn shirt on, and he's got some stretchy shirts now, baby, but when it starts looking funny, he'll ease those down and balance it with the biceps. Everything is perfect except for those damn lats. We can't get that now. He's going to be like Batman with him wings flying across if he keeps going. And we don't care. That just suits the shit out of us. And he didn't ask either way, either, by the way. The Asher ring of the diagram is what permits that type of activity empirically. Did you get that, Tim?
Empirically.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean we can apply it to everything?
Yes, vaginas even. They're most fun of all. You see? And that's the good part. Now, does Matthew care what he looks like? Well, we'd say yes and we'd say no. All right? It's important to him, but it's not a deal breaker. Because once you get in this position where you're so happy about being happy, you could give a shit. You see? Good and good. That's the point. But when you actually get to the place where you don't get where you could give a shit, your body will respond in kind because you've taken the heatness out of the fire. That's what your cells do autonomically. Okay? We're just trying to get the mind out. Your mind says, I eat this much, I have to do this much, I have to do this much. Oh, I've added a quarter of a stone, I've got to do this. And then, oh, fuck, there's them damn crunches again. You see? And it doesn't apply. The crunches don't do anything but just move it around. You're going, no, Ion. I live in this body. I know what I have to do. Well, okay, then do it, and fine. But there's easier ways, and you don't have to have limitation. Having a sport model should not require high-test fuel. You see? Okay. Now, does that ease that up a little bit, everybody? Y'all got any questions? We'll answer them right now. Matthew, go ahead and start taking your clothes off, baby. We're going to show them something.
Okay,
hey, Matthew, are you really at 4% body fat?
I don't know. Probably. I have a pretty nice six-pack.
We said 4.5.
That's actually unheard of. I mean, I used to be in the fitness industry forever. If you can get down below 10%, that was phenomenal. So you're telling me you're at 4%?
Well, 10% is not that phenomenal. I mean, if you're – I always hovered around about 8%, and I'm leaner than I was.
Well, I mean, 8% is a bodybuilder.
Well, you've got to be below 10% to have a nice six-pack. Otherwise, you're not going to see your abs very well.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's very few people below 10%. I mean, at 8%, you're probably a bodybuilder. So you're at 4%.
Legend, he's a bodybuilder. The motherfucker's eating Big Macs.
That's what I'm saying. That's unheard of.
Wife, you should have heard Sabrina. Last winter, all I did was lay on the couch because money was flowing so freely to me. I didn't have to do much. And I still had a six-pack, and I was just huge. And she said, for as little as you do, you look incredible.
That's awesome.
Well,
That's not awesome. That's normal.
And that's because he took the heatness out of the fire. He just stopped. He just got unattached.
Right. He quit.
No, because he was on RNA drops.
No. Yeah. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. No. It wasn't about that. He changed his perspective, which turned his angel diagrammed representative Asher to move precipitously to anything that would not be agreeable autonomically to his body to be blocked by the ninth gate.
Yes, yeah, so he opened the ninth gate.
No, well, he's actually using the ninth gate to block anything from getting to him. See, once you open the ninth gate, now this is very significant, Mr. Corso. This is very significant. Once you go through the ninth gate, you don't want to come back. You want to use the ninth gate to block everything else from getting to you.
Absolutely. So let us walk through that gate.
That's what Tokyo was trying to get to, wasn't it?
Is that from the movie?
I could apply that, what you just laid out there with Matthew's example and the angel diagram to...
Okay. Go ahead and get your clothes off, Matthew. We'll show them. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sasha.
to the singularity, the event horizon, and the black hole.
And the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation.
And the book of Revelation. Now, that's funny, Sasha, when you get what you're asking the way you're asking it. And we'd say, go ahead, Matthew, and get your clothes off. Tim's already tripping off. He's ready to get to it. He's getting down to his skivvies right quick here. Here we go. In the construct of what you ask, that's just Trey Hilaire. Okay. All right. Now, take it. Let's don't mix them, because if you mix them, you're just going to slang Sheldon off a little bit. So if you want to, we'll take your question in Revelation reference, high T form. Ask it and break it apart, darling, please. And that way we can do it bit by bit, so maybe somebody might get something out of it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, from a Revelation context, then, we talked about the inner, and to Sheldon's point, too, about the torsion fields, the vectorization,
yes.
the expansion.
Oh, you got that
traction.
Vector business. Good for you, girl. We thought you'd let that go, but you got that good.
I'm just thinking of the expansion and contraction. We've been talking about this from the...
Okay. Don't say too many words. We're with you.
Okay.
Don't say too many words. We just said break what you said apart so we can take it one layer at a time so it's not confusing. So you
okay.
Your first part you wanted to engage regarding Matthew and the Revelation and the angel chart was?
Could you lay out the example, but apply the example to... the singularity, the event horizon, and the black hole.
Okay, and that's what we want to divide into three parts. So the first is singularity. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, everybody, we're talking about singularity regarding Matthew Hurtado here. Everybody clear?
Yes, you're going to divine singularity also?
In reference to Matthew.
Okay.
Got it.
Got it.
Okay. Now, singularity for Matthew in Revelation refers to the lampstands. In Revelation. Y'all can look those up. Ask a fucking question. We don't care, but that's where it applies to Revelation. Okay? Now, into the angel chart of how the angels see the perfect cell within Matthew Hurtado, the more and more and more in the singularity, which is what Sasha's asked, the singularity becomes when the less Matthew goes through his Matthew's mind, okay, the more singular his meat-sack body responds. He doesn't think about his length of his hamstrings. Few do. And he doesn't, well, he does, but we try to get him not to go so heavy on squats that he can extend or distend his hamstring. Got it? But yet sometimes he does. And it's just to show out, because that's what Matthew does. It's really just for fun. The singularity in his meat sack body is peace of mind, which means he continually forfeits pieces of his mind. And his body responds in kind. Okay.
So can you give us an example of the application?
Yeah, he's a hot fucker.
Well, pieces of mind. He forfeits piece of his mind. You mean he just doesn't think about things much anymore?
No, no, no. It's better than that. It's better than that. See, because it's better than that. Okay, we've talked about and talked about and talked about, and every one of you ought to be able to vomit this back at us, projectile or otherwise, of the labyrinth of the mind, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And laying conduit for new things, that you have new sensations. You lay conduit in your mind, and you constantly just keep making it more and more and more and more and more complex in your mind, with your orbital lobe and the different places where you store things and blah. Well, instead, what Matthew does is just the opposite. He cuts it off. He stops it. It would be like if you had water lines and a sprinkler system, instead of adding more lines so you have more coverage for sprinkler, for water to flow, Matthew all day, every day, is saying, okay, I can cut this off here. And he cuts the line and plugs it and stops. So no thought flows any further than that. And then he goes on the other side and he comes across the line and he cuts that and he plugs it. To the point now to where you very, very easily, very, very quickly have less and less and less and less and less of a labyrinth. So for Matthew, what's happening in his physical meat sack body is his body's autonomic response, or the singularity, because that's what Sasha's talking about. The singularity allows his body to do what it wants to do anyway, which is look pretty. Now, it doesn't know it wants to look pretty. Matthew isn't engaging the labyrinth to force his position. Oh, God, I had 5,000 calories today. I got to go run. Oh, I had 5,000 calories. Oh, I'm tired. I want to take a nap. But I have to go work out because this will all turn to fat, blah, 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 blah. You say, oh, no, 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 no. Well, he, instead of pondering and considering all that, he just takes, cuts the pipe and caps it. Cuts the pipe and caps it. And after a little while, it was an instant, was it, Matthew? It was a step-by-step process. Do you agree?
Yeah, it took a while.
He didn't get it instant. It was step by step, little by little by little by little by little. Because we could do it instantly. We could do this for him. But it would have been too much. It would have, like, a shock. It's like, you know when you go to the spa and you jump into the ice bath? Does everybody know that?
Yeah.
Where you shock your system? Well, sometimes that's too much. It feels good if you're coming out of a sauna where you're 110 degrees and you hit that. It's like a shock. Good. Shocks those pores. Okay, fine. But sometimes the extremes can get too much. So little by little by little by little by little, he just is simplifying or streamlining the labyrinth of his mind. And that has to do with the singularity. And his body naturally is responding in kind. Okay, now y'all have questions before we go to the next portion?
Was this laid out for him, or did Matthew you determine this or figure it out by yourself?
Ask him.
That's what I said, Matthew.
Well, I would say that it was pretty much laid out for me in my private sessions with Ion, and then I had to actually apply it.
Based on your askings?
Yes.
Tell him the story about your ephemeral arteries and what we thought of that.
Oh, well, I kept telling Ion I wanted to get a tighter stomach, and he kept saying, we'll get you so tight that your ephemeral artery will be showing. And I said, no, I don't want to look like that. I don't want that big vein.
Yes, you did. You did. You thought it was cool till we started it. Then you thought, ooh, that's starting to look kind of gross, like I got a goiter or something. hanging off my belly that I don't have, and it's kind of like, it kind of distracts from the other good parts of your genitalia, doesn't it?
I guess.
Now, Tim, do you know what we mean when you're cut to a point where your ephemeral artery is exposed?
Yes, I do, Ion.
Pretty nasty, isn't it?
Yes. I didn't see it that way.
You think it's hot? We can do you some of that if you want to, baby. Do you see
but
where
you
we're going with
that.
This?
Yes.
It's cool until you start getting there, and when you start getting there, all of a sudden it's kind of like, well, no, wait a second. This may be a little extreme even for me. But see, Matthew has no limitations, but now that's another point. That's another section, Sasha. So do y'all have any more questions about singularity?
Singularity, you mean all of his he's are together? Is that what you mean, Aya?
Say it again, darling.
Bringing all of the Matthews together, is that what you mean by singularity?
Hell no. Shit. Are you kidding? There ain't enough food on the planet to bring all the Matthews together the way that child eats. You wouldn't have stoves or to cook it or refrigerators enough to store it. Yeah, no, you don't want to bring them together. God. First of all, Sabrina would be very cross with us.
Or maybe have them see eye to eye.
Most people would be scared out of their mind to eat as many times as I do during the day and night. They'd think they would be as fat as a whale. And I don't have those rules, and my body doesn't work like that.
And it wasn't long ago we increased the number of damn times you eat again, did we not?
Yeah, I think it actually helps.
Of course. Now, okay. But that's only because of the singularity. The singularity, as he says, doesn't apply to him the way other people would gauge their living. Okay? Now, see, JW is just the opposite. Very, very, very opposite. He's not a grazer. He's never been hungry, but he would wait to eat so he can eat what he wants. Okay? Because he likes the eating part of being full. He likes that feeling. But he doesn't graze. He would eat maybe twice a day, easy, and have nice meals. Nothing anywhere close to what Mattman engages, but appropriately so. It's whatever he likes, you see. Good. But that's just a shift of how they are differently engaging or embracing the fun of food, okay, for no other reason. Now, the reason we're saying is because we're not saying you should have to be eating 50 times a day like poor Matthew. We're just saying that that's what he's doing, and the singularity for him is that's working, so it's singular to Matthew.
So they don't open the gate.
They both, no, it's not, yes, they both open the gate, but you're asking from the wrong side, darling. The gate, once you go through the ninth gate, you want to close it, and you don't want anything else to come through.
Right.
It's from the other side of the gate, so opening the gate is the least of it. It's locking it back and making it move to where someone else would try to come through that gate.
Do you
That's
just
good.
Pick, like, one thing, like his thing is, his overall thing is looking good, or...
No, he's always looked good. That's not his thing at all. That's never been his thing. He
can you define
that.
Singularity in seven words?
Not a comic response.
No, it's close. Okay, singularity.
What did Steve say? What did you say, Steve?
Autonomic response.
Autonomic,
yeah. It's automatic. You don't think about it. It's one way. Singular.
Okay. Singularity. Let's see. We got to do this in seven words for Dobby. Regarding Matthew or just in general, Bob?
In general.
Okay.
No, we've been doing Matthew.
regarding Matthew, see if that works. I don't know what we've accomplished here.
You in general and then Matthew.
You never know what you accomplish. Name it when
yeah,
you
yeah, but I'm, I can always try again. No, I don't give up. I try again.
Okay. Singularity. Okay. Of, let's see, of equal positioned purpose within autonomic covalence.
So then you described a lot of his body processes and consumption and what was relevant to that definition.
You need to do that fucking shit in 7 words.
Yeah, I got 8 words. I think singularity is the fastest path to my joy.
What's a black hole then, Matthew?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. That's what we're relating. We're relating singularity and black hole and something else.
We haven't done that yet. We've only done singularity.
No, you gotta get what it is in relation to what he thought. What do you think a black hole is? You got to figure out what it is and then see if you correct it. See, he doesn't have any idea what black hole has to do with this.
We haven't done it yet. He couldn't
possibly. No. He already knows. If he knows the word, he already knows.
He doesn't know the word.
No, yes, he does. He wouldn't know how to say black hole unless he knew what it meant. You've said this many times.
You did.
No, he said it before.
Okay, well, then why did you then define it from before, Matthew? And then we'll do the next section, next point, which is black hole, but go ahead.
No, I didn't say black hole. I said singularity is that's my joy.
Yeah, I'm talking about the last 10 years you've said the word black hole.
I have?
Yep. We've discussed it. We had many times in your sessions.
I don't know. I think a black hole would be what comes to mind is like antimatter.
Okay, so how's that going to be related to the fastest path to your joy, which you interpret singularity?
Singularity has nothing to do with a black hole, Bob.
Of course.
Thank you.
That's not what we're talking about. We're relating the 3 things. Someone said the 3 points.
We're not yet. We haven't done the second thing yet. We've only done one. So we can't do the 3 things until we do the second thing.
Yeah, and you got nowheres with singularity. Matthew thinks everything is as fast as power. It's the only words he knows. This way he's got nothing else to say. He's got no vocabulary.
Wow.
You've become
the agitator. Why is that? You used to never do that.
What do you mean? I've never been not an agitator. It's always an ass-su-bone.
I mean, now you're over the top.
Don't worry about it, okay? Don't worry about it. Don't limit me to what I appear to be doing.
Fix things up.
Somebody's got to do it here.
Okay, so singularity, every outcome is included in the singularity. Would you agree with that?
Matthew's skinny as a rake and completely overweight. All outcomes are included in what Matt is right now.
Would that apply right to this definition, Ion?
No, it really wouldn't. It really wouldn't.
Of equal positioned purpose within the autonomic covalence.
But it isn't. It's never equal. It's always.
You just said that.
No. It's prescribed.
Words.
It's prescribed. In the only thing equal, let's say maybe we said it from the construct of the big definition, but maybe we'd say balanced regarding Matthew. Replace equal with balanced.
Okay, of balanced positioned purpose.
Good.
So.
That's right. That'll include both sides. Good. That's right.
Okay, so then. You said both sides. The other note that I have that you had, the other definition that I have that you had about singularity was every outcome is included in the singularity.
Precluded. So, precluded, not included.
So would that apply to what we're talking about here now? Then the balanced position purpose within the autonomic covalence and
every outcome precluded.
And we heard, Sasha, a whole description of how Matthew can eat a lot. So this eating a lot and not gaining weight, whatever it is he doesn't gain, is defined by those seven words?
They would, yes. Absolutely. Regarding singularity, yep. Very good, Bob. He's getting somewhere, y'all.
Every outcome is precluded. So that's why you were laying out the labyrinth of the mind and using the reference of the hose pipes and Matthew cutting them off?
Limiting the labyrinth, yes. The simpler the... Okay. Go down your street in a straight line from stop sign to stop sign. Straight line. You go out of your house, you get on the street, you go straight to the stop sign. One perfectly linear path. Got it?
Yeah.
That's also a labyrinth. It's just not a difficult or one that you have to really, really travail to navigate. Just down the road. That's a labyrinth. It's just a simple one. What Matthew's single-handedly doing is eliminating the complexity of his labyrinth.
Right. Okay. So.
Now, the second part of your askings, you did singularity. Now, the next section you were talking about was black hole, or you want to do event horizon? We don't care.
Would there be a specific order in which it would apply?
Nah.
No? Okay. So let's do event horizon.
Okay. Event horizon. Very simple. Now, this is regarding Matthew now, okay?
Yep.
Now, we ain't slung you off, have we, Sheldon?
Anybody who's not speaking, I consider slung off. You've slung off 90% of the people here.
No, I'm still here.
Yeah,
but you're not interrupting. You're not demanding change of topic. You're not involved with what you want to know.
But take your clothes off. Sheldon's pretty, too, so it's all good.
Well, I just want to know is...
Yeah, what do you want to know? What do you want to know? Yeah, he just said the first thing he brought up many weeks ago. He's still back there, and he never found out anything so far.
We can't hear what he wants to know for you interrupting, Bob.
I'm telling you. I'm passing it on.
Well, tell us again, because we couldn't hear you either.
What's his name? Sheldon should be screaming that we're not talking about torsion fields. That's what he's paying for. He hasn't gotten it yet, so I'm glad I brought him in. So interrupt this stupid string of imagery
and go into your stupid imagery,
Sheldon.
You
what's your stupid imagery about torsion fields?
Carolyn,
go ahead, Sheldon.
Skip Bob some
She's so pissed. She dropped off a long time ago. He doesn't like the way he's going in.
I thought we were learning about the knife gate.
Oh, no, you're not learning anything about that.
Sure we are. We were learning how Matthew applies it.
Yes, we are. Yeah, I like the ninth gate topic. Stay on the ninth gate.
Yeah.
The ninth gate.
Ha-ha, we got there first, Frida.
Bob, wouldn't this be the community scape or whatever it was you were trying to lay out today on cash flow? And then, that was so funny when Ion shut everybody off so they were all in their own world.
What was that, community scape? Community scape?
Yeah, when you were arguing about what was it?
Public space.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Ion cut you go, yeah, there is public space, blah blah blah, and then Ion cut you all off separately. It was funny.
Yeah, James had a major insight today.
Okay, now.
Yeah, out of that topic. So, but Sheldon wants to know about torsion fields, and, you know, he brought it up, so he
Bob,
maybe...
we are in the middle of a discussion
of Matthew's stomach, which Carolyn doesn't find very relevant at all and finds this disgusting. So if you want to cite Carolyn, just telling you she's not impressed with what you're talking about.
Well, give her $50 back then. We're doing this question.
Well, who brought in Sheldon? Me? Did I bring Sheldon in?
No, we did.
Oh, okay. Well, why'd you bring him
okay.
in?
Well, because you get all terse if we don't, and you do it anyway, so I guess it's okay. Second part of Sasha's three-part question that you tried to jump to that now we're two is, you said, Event Horizon, Sasha?
I did, yes.
Okay. The Event Horizon in the construct, it would be the other end of the setup. You have Event Horizon as the outermost ring of
So this would be Matthew's feet. We looked at his stomach, his flat. Now we're looking at his feet, the other end.
Well, but this is actually applying to the torsion fields and the expansion and contraction of itself.
I don't think Ian knows how to stay on topic.
He
sees too much. He sees it. It's a Finnegan's Wake hypertext. He sees all these different dimensions, these different links, and he can go off any tree branch and think it's connected
no,
to what.
No, but Sasha brought this up.
He was on part two. Part two of a three-part question.
It's going off, so Ion's just answering Sasha's asking.
I know, and I'm trying to connect it to something in Matthew, since that was the reference point.
Okay.
The singularity had something to do with Matthew being able to eat a lot, right? That's what we got so far.
and the horizon is the other end of the setup, so if it's a stomach, it could be his rectum.
It is
okay.
not. It is not. It is not. It is not.
I'm just kidding.
Well, but then that's what Bob will say. Okay, we got Matthew's mouth and we got Matthew's ass. Okay, now how does it, what's between the two? And there we go. No,
the vacuum.
No.
The vacuum's between the two.
Bob, let him finish.
Who's one to talk here? You don't let anybody finish anything. You never even get started.
You keep interrupting. He's right on the ninth gate. He's talking about cellular structure.
Yeah,
Come on, let him finish.
Yeah, you keep hallucinating, Steve. Go ahead.
Come on. Matthew's the living proof of that. What, are you trying to discount what Matthew's done?
I know a lot about Matthew that's not being discussed, so, another case knowing too much.
Ian, please continue.
We'll try. We don't know how long it'll go, but we'll try.
And Matthew's speaking from a hospital right now, okay? He's in the emergency room right now. He's not telling you that. Okay, go on, Ian.
Matthew, is that true?
Yeah, I died 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
That's truer than you know. That's true.